Now to a subject of more debate, the presence of weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. Later today, the CIA is expected to release a flood of new information on that. It's going to post a report of more than 1,000 pages on its website. In addition, Charles Delfer, he's been running the ongoing investigation into weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. Mr. Delfer will testify before the Senate Armed Services Committee. His report is expected to contradict much of what the president said in the lead-up to the war. Here's Mr. Bush at a press conference in March of last year.
I believe Saddam Hussein is a threat to the American people. I believe he's a threat to the neighborhood in which he lives. And I've got good evidence to believe that. He has weapons of mass destruction, and he has used weapons of mass destruction.
But the thrust of the report from Mr. Delfer today, according to officials familiar with its conclusions, is that there were and are no weapons of mass destruction in Iraq, though the report also says that if he had the chance to build them, Saddam Hussein would have. NPR's Mike Schuster is with us. Mike, what more do we know about the contents of the report?
Well, the official who was speaking to reporters yesterday about the conclusions of this report has said that the United States has found no weapons or evidence of weapons. These are the biological, chemical, or nuclear weapons, or evidence of the production of these weapons after 1991. So essentially the conclusion is that they haven't been there since 1991. In addition, the report concludes, and this may be even more important, that Saddam Hussein did not vigorously pursue these weapons programs after UN weapons inspectors left Iraq at the end of 1998. You'll remember that essentially during the Clinton administration at the end of 1998, the weapons inspectors were forced out, and for over 3 years, there were no eyes on the ground that could continue to search for them, and that led to the view in the Bush administration that we didn't know fully what was going on, and that meant that Saddam Hussein was reconstituting his weapons programs. According to this official, Iraq was further away from having nuclear weapons in 2003, when the United States invaded, than he was in 1991, after the first Gulf War. On intentions, though, it's a different matter. The report concluded it was Saddam Hussein's clear intent to restart the weapons program and rearm if the containment mechanisms he was struggling under, especially the international economic sanctions, were removed.
So this is the official view of the United States government, this report. There have been other reports. How does this one differ?
Well, this is the official view, and officials are saying it's not the final one, but it's the official view made public of the Central Intelligence Agency. It doesn't differ substantially from previous reports. Nearly a year ago, there was an interim report from David Kay, who was then in Delfer's position, and it came to essentially the same conclusions.
So what does it say about the reasons the administration put forward for invading Iraq?
Well, it's certainly going to contribute to the argument that containment had worked with Iraq, that aggressive inspections coupled with economic sanctions did prevent Saddam Hussein from realizing his intentions during the 1990s. The sanctions were eroding, there's no doubt about that, and this was known by everyone in the Security Council. And there were efforts underway in the Security Council to toughen those sanctions. But opponents of the war will argue that the weapons inspections and the sanctions work. The administration has already begun to focus exclusively on the threat posed by Iraq's intentions, and that's what the president is bound to focus on.
NPR's Mike Schuster covers national security and foreign policy. Mike, thank you.
You're welcome, Alex.